Well, greetings, everyone. With Bob Christopher and Richard Pfeiffer, I'm Bob Davis, and this is Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. 844-322-2742 is a toll-free number in the U.S. and in Canada. We'd like for you to use it right now. If you have a question or something you'd like us to discuss or discuss with you, give us a call. 844-322-2742. It's Basic Gospel, everybody, and here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. One of our favorite verses, and a verse that really, if you're not sure that the Bible is true, I think this should push you over the edge and say, yeah, he knows exactly what he's talking about. This book really does have authority in our lives, and we can trust and rely upon it. And it's verse 33 of John chapter 16, and it really just explains the world as we live in it and where we need to look to find peace and hope and encouragement. And I tell you, it's not in the world. So Jesus said this, I have said these things to you. So he's had this running conversation with the disciples. It's very close to his impending death and burial and resurrection. And he's trying to prepare the disciples for what's up ahead for them. And they had been a close-knit group, very tight. They lived together for 3 years. They did life together for 3 years. But soon, that's all going to change. They're going to be scattered. Jesus is going to be left alone. This work that he was about to do was his work alone. So everybody was going to scatter from him, but he says to them, hey, I'm not going to be alone. My Father will be with me. And so I say these things to you so that in me you may have peace. So they had this tight little close-knit circle, and there was security there. There was comfort there. There was assurance there, and soon they were all going to be scattered. Now where are they going to find their comfort? Where are they going to find their peace? And Jesus gives them the answer. You're going to find your peace in me. I'm saying these things that in me you may have peace. So if you're looking for peace, there's only one place to find it, and that is the person of Jesus Christ. And he says, now in this world, that's where you're living. That's where life is taking place, is in this world. In this world, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have tribulation. You're going to have trials. You're going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be inconvenient. It's going to be all of those things. And you're not going to find peace there. But he says, take heart. I have overcome the world. So we have somebody that can provide us peace and give us victory even in the midst of this crazy world in which we live, and that is Jesus Christ himself. So if this holiday season you're feeling down, you're feeling like you've lost your way, you're disconnected, you feel isolated or lonely, or all the things that we can experience during the holiday season, don't look to the world to try to find a solution to the problem. Don't look to the world to give you peace. You're not going to find peace there. All you're going to find is trouble. If you're expecting time with your family to be perfect and wonderful, I guarantee you, you're probably going to have some trouble within those family dynamics. They seem to always brew when you get together, and you're expecting great things, and those things just don't happen. Don't look for it in your job or anywhere else that you may try to cast a gaze. Look at Jesus. In him, you're going to experience peace. The world will give you trouble, but you can have peace in the midst of that. Why? Because Jesus has overcome the world. That's why this gospel is so good, such good news. That's why Jesus, when he says, come unto me, all ye who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest, is such the great invitation that it is. Because when we come to him, we really are going to experience peace, peace that passes all understanding.
Without question. That is the good news that you hear daily on Basic Gospel, everybody. Open lines, as I said, 844-322-2742. We'd love to discuss your particular question or your topic of interest, 844-322-2742.
You know, the Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's holiday season, as we've said this week, is a time of thankfulness and joy and excited anticipation for so many people. But for others, it can be a time of loneliness and sometimes hopeless despair. At Basic Gospel, we're dedicating this week to those who find themselves in that particular circumstance. You know, we all experience times of conflict and pain, and many times we react with anger, with self-pity, and despair. The ingredients, of course, that lead to depression. So at Basic Gospel, we want you to know that there is a way to break out of that cycle, to walk along the road paved by truth, traveled by faith, and experienced by the power of Jesus Christ. Our two CD series called The Breakout will encourage you to break free of those negative spirals of reactions to circumstances in your life and instead begin to respond to the eternal truths of the new covenant, faith, hope, and love. Now, if you or someone close to you are experiencing the gloom that sometimes accompanies this holiday season, why, we encourage you to go online right now to basicgospel.net or phone 844-322-2742 and get your free copy of The Breakout. It's our gift to you this Christmas. Again, request your free copy of The Breakout at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742.
Well, Bob, and along with that, we have this wonderful little brochure that's a part of the package. It's called The Biblical Path to Peace. And if you will follow this chart, and it is a wonderful little chart that talks about the downward spiral toward depression that it's easy for us to get caught up in, but it also gives the way to break out of that, to break free from that spiral, and to truly experience that peace of God that we were just talking about. And it really begins in the mind, doesn't it, Richard?
Yeah, it does.
If we're going to have peace, we have to go back to what our thinking is and where our faith really lies. And oftentimes we'll discover that we have unrealistic expectations about the world in which we live, or we have misplaced dependences on things out there in the world or people out there in the world that really can't deliver on the things we want them to deliver.
Yeah.
We have, you know, for example, alcoholism. What is that? It's a misplaced dependence upon alcohol to try to numb pain, to try to enable you to get through all of the troubles of life. We have lots of marriage problems that exist out in the world today because husbands and wives have misplaced dependence upon one another. They're trying to get out of their mate something their mate just isn't able to give them. It's just the way it is. We have misplaced dependence on money and jobs and those sort of things, and we find out they leave us wanting, and that puts us in this place of disappointment. Kind of is a spark for fear.
Yeah.
You know, it ignites some fear inside of us. That fear can turn to anger. We oftentimes try to control the circumstances by changing them. We try to change others. We try to make the world out there better for us so that we can experience peace. But that doesn't work. The world doesn't change. So that moves us down the path toward self-pity. So from this fear and anger cycle that we get ourselves in, we drop down into self-pity. And that's a very vulnerable place to be. Why? Because we're just feeling sorry for ourselves. And at that point, when you're feeling sorry for yourself, you look out in the world, and that world looks pretty good. The temptations of the world look pretty good. Anything the world offers you looks pretty good. I guarantee you there's a lot of people that are under a mountain of debt because they've been in a position of self-pity, and they said, that new suit over there looks good, or that new golf club, or that new boat, or that new, and if I just can get something new, I'm going to feel better about myself. And you do temporarily, yeah. And then you get the credit card bill. And you're like, oh, my gosh, what have I done? And it just mounts, that self-pity. You get further into it until finally you sink down into depression. And that's just a dark spot, a dark place, darkness in the soul. And you don't want to be there, friend. So how do you keep from getting that far down this spiral? Well, you start with your thinking. What's going on in that mind of yours? and you begin to realize that Jesus is the answer, and you start trusting him to renew your mind and to move your focus onto him. And you know that's happening when you start to say thank you to Jesus, when you start to say thank you that you're with me, that you will never leave me nor forsake me.
Yeah.
Thank you that you have taken away all my sins, that I am forgiven in your sight. Thank you that you've given me a brand new identity, that I'm a child of God, and I don't have to try to make a name for myself out there in the world. I can be content with what you've made me, who you've made me as a child of God. And that's what this CD series is all about. That's what this little brochure about the biblical path to peace is all about. And we certainly want you to have that. And what I mean by that, we want you to have the peace of God. And
yes,
there's only one place to find it, and that's in Jesus. So take advantage of this offer. Get it. It's our gift to you.
Yeah.
All you have to do is call or go to our website, and we will get one of these to you as quickly as we can.
Yeah. That's 844-322-2742, available 24 hours a day, or you can request your free copy of The Breakout when you visit our website at basicgospel.net. Well, guys, a very interesting question from David. He says, thanks for your steadfast proclamation of the full gospel of grace. Y'all have been a blessing to me for a long time. He says, in Galatians 1, 8 and 9, Paul says, let anyone preaching a different gospel be accursed. Is he specifically referring to those who purposely bring law in to pervert grace? There are a lot of people who mix law and grace, as I once did, David says. Is he including people like these? And what exactly does the word accursed mean in this context? That's from David in Eddy, Texas.
Well, it's not a benign word, is it?
No, not at all.
It is a very serious word. It's you're cut off, basically, from the gospel. If you've looked at the gospel of Jesus Christ and you've rejected that, and now you're promoting another, quote, gospel, which is really no gospel at all, then you have no life, no forgiveness, no freedom. You know, you're just in bondage to sin and death, and that other gospel that you're embracing is keeping you locked up in that prison of sin and death. And when he talks about this in Galatians 1, certainly he's talking about what the Judaizers were doing. So the gospel had gotten out there into the Gentile world. People like you and me were responding to it. We were receiving Jesus. We were thanking him for the new life that he's given us, for him becoming our very life. We're thanking him for this new way of life that we have, which is the way of faith in Christ. And then these Judaizers came along and said, no, if you really want to be a Christian, you have to be like us. So they had markers that distinguished them from every other group. And they said, if you want to be a part of God's real people, true people, then you have to have the same markers that we have. And so they used those to create division, to show who was in and who was out. And so that's not the gospel. Why? Because the gospel allows us all to sit at the same table, all to fellowship together as one body in Jesus. Anything that divides, anything that builds a wall is not the gospel. So that's what he was specifically talking about in the book of Galatians. But he also uses language that helps us build a framework for identifying other things that are not gospel as well. So he talks about if we or an angel bring you anything other than the gospel that we have preached, that's anathema. Mm-hmm. Well, what kind of stuff is being promoted out there? The founders are saying, hey, an angel brought this to me. Well, Mormonism is one of those things. It was delivered to Joseph Smith by an angel, according to his story. There are other religious beliefs out there that supposedly were delivered by angels.
Yes.
So he gives us a framework to be able to say, well, wait a minute. if that angel was delivering truth, he would have delivered the truth about Jesus.
Correct.
When Gabriel came to Mary, what did he tell her? He told her about this son that she was going to bear, that this son was going to be, the Son of the Most High God, was going to govern the world. His rule would be forever. That's what Gabriel said about Jesus. Same message to Joseph. You're going to have a son. He's going to be named Jesus, and he's going to save his people from their sins. He's also going to be called Emmanuel, God with us. So if an angel was bringing the real gospel, it would be the story about Jesus. So if somebody declares that, hey, this message was brought to them by an angel, and it doesn't line up with the word of God, it's not the gospel. It's not the truth. It's another gospel, which is no gospel at all. And as we said, Paul's words in regards to those folks are not kind, are they?
No, they're not. I mean, you use the word anathema, and any of our listeners from a Catholic background have heard that word before. And if you've studied church history, whenever heretics brought false teaching to the church, they were declared anathema. They were thrown out. It was a name used to indicate just how far off of the truth they were. Now, of course, it became a political thing as well, but that Paul is dead on serious. I mean, think about it. You were just talking about Gabriel showing up to Mary and Joseph. What if Gabriel had shown up and said, well, you know, God wants to do something, but, you know, let me tell you, there's an easier way here.
Yes.
You know, we would laugh that story out of the Bible. And yet, when Satan or one of his minions shows up and says, well, I know Jesus is, you know, makes these claims, but let me tell you, there's an easier way. Run.
Yeah.
Run, because it's false. We wouldn't have expected it from Gabriel. We should expect it from Satan and respond accordingly.
Yeah. And one of the results of these, quote, other gospels, if you buy into it, what does it say? You're deserting the one who called you in the grace of Christ and are turning to a different
yes.
gospel. So theirs is not a story about Jesus. So if you're kind of sitting on the fence, you're wondering if the good news about Jesus is true, and then some other message comes and you think, well, I'm going to go that way. I'm going to really explore and dive into this other message over here. What the Bible says is you're deserting Jesus.
Yes.
You're deserting the one who loved you and gave himself for you.
Yeah.
And there's no life outside of Jesus.
There is
so
not.
That's why he uses that word,
well,
accursed.
Here's another definition of what it means to blaspheme the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Jesus described it as denying me, saying that I'm doing my work by the power of the devil. Here's another example of it. That's blasphemy. It is anathema. Stick with Jesus.
Yes.
Absolutely. Well, we have open lines right now. If you'd like to be a part of this edition of Basic Gospel, give us a call, 844-322-2742. As I said, it is Basic Gospel with Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer. My name is Bob Davis. And we got a nice note from Debbie in Linden, Washington. I say it's nice. She has a very serious question. She says, my sister, who is pursuing a divorce, she says she is not happy and that her happiness takes precedence over her 38-year marriage. She says she's a believer, but believes divorce is biblically okay. Our family is devastated. So what can we tell Debbie about her sister?
It's a good question. It sounds like she's made up her mind that she wants to be happy, and she doesn't think that's a possibility within that marriage relationship. Now, we don't know the details.
No.
We don't know what that 38 years were like for her or for him. We have no earthly idea. We don't know from the email if the husband is a believer.
Right.
But here's the deal. Happiness is not dependent upon our circumstances.
No.
Happiness and contentment, and really that's what we're looking for.
Yes.
We want true contentment in life. Contentment comes through our relationship with Christ Jesus. So if we're unhappy, if there's not contentment down in the soul, and there's this restlessness and that sort of thing, it's because we're looking for that in the wrong places. So it gets right back to what we talked about at the top of the half hour, that oftentimes in marriage we have unrealistic expectations, or we put dependence upon our mate in such a way that we put them in bondage and we put ourselves in bondage to them. And it's a recipe for a bad marriage, mm-hmm. A recipe for bringing you to that point of saying, hey, I want to walk away. This is terrible. I just can't live with this anymore. So if she's a believer, he's a believer, I say, hey, let's let God work in this situation. It may look impossible to you, but nothing's impossible with God. And maybe you want to walk out of this relationship and go find another one, thinking you're going to be happy there. Well, what if God could restore this one in such a way that it became more than you could ever dream or imagine? Are you willing to say, Lord, do with this marriage what you will? And if you're willing to do that, then I think you can look to the situation with great hope, with great encouragement, because you know that God will work it together for your good. So I would say, you know, stick in there. Both of you come together, but if both of you are on that same page of saying, hey, we want to work this out, then trust the Lord to work it out. And that's who you have to trust.
Yes.
That's who you have to trust. So, that's what I would suggest. We have some resources on marriage. We would be glad to send along, that may be beneficial in this particular situation. If so, please write us back, let us know, and we'll try to get those. We try to get those to you. Richard, do you have any thoughts on this?
Well, just to echo what you said, I mean, we don't know the details here, so we can't speak into the situation. But in general, you know, she mentioned that she thinks that the Bible approves divorce. The only place I know that the Bible approves divorce is in the case of a spouse. One of the spouses is a Christian. The other one is not, and the counsel, this is in 1 Corinthians 7, is for the Christian to let the other one go if they demand to leave.
Yes.
It doesn't tell the Christian, well, your spouse is an unbeliever, go ahead and dump them. It says hang in there. Mm-hmm. You know, God's grace is amazingly powerful, but if they will not stay, let them go. That's a very different thing than what I'm hearing in the description. But granted, we're only hearing one side of the description.
Right, that's exactly right. So
let love win if it is all possible.
Yeah.
And to let love win, you can't take that on as your burden.
No.
You just have to trust the Holy Spirit. I was looking at that passage in Luke about the annunciation of the angel Gabriel to Mary. And, you know, you're gonna be with child. Fear not, you have found favor in God's sight. And he explains what's going to happen. And Mary was like, well, how is this going to take place? And the angel's first word is the Holy Spirit. And here's an impossible situation, at least as it looks to the wife. Mm-hmm. And you say, how could this work out? And the answer is always the Holy Spirit. If you will entrust yourself to him and just allow him to do what he wants to do inside of you and allow him to do what he wants to do inside of your mate, you'll see some incredible things take place. I guarantee it.
Without question. Well, good stuff, guys. Thank you for that. And friends, if you or someone close to you are experiencing the sadness or gloom that many times accompanies the holiday season, we encourage you to go online to basicgospel.net or pick up that phone and call right now, 844-322-2742, and request a free copy of The Breakout, a 2-CD series that Bob and Richard have put together just for this particular purpose to address those issues. It's our gift to you this Christmas. Again, that's The Breakout at basicgospel.net or by phone at 844-322-2742. We would love to see you break out of that pattern of doom and gloom that sometimes accompanies holiday season. Well, that's it for this edition of Basic Gospel, everybody. Now, for Bob Christopher, for Richard Piper, and all the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow at the same time, and I hope you'll join us. Bye-bye.